Hello, friends. It's Nick, and it's episode 82 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about something really important, the narrative fallacy, which is this idea that we are, as a species, we are likely to believe things when they are told to us in logical story set in logical story terms. Whether they are true or not, they become more believable to us. You know, so I'm going to give you a quick example, two examples, actually. The first one is from this morning. So I'm still in Jerusalem at the moment. I'm having a really quick micro holiday in Jerusalem. And this morning I was showering, and after 2 minutes, the water cut out, right? And it was really quick. It just slowed to a trickle. And I wasn't done. I still had soap in my hair, all of that kind of stuff. And I immediately figured it out. You know, we're in Israel. Israel is a dry country, you know, it's water's at a premium. And I just immediately guessed something that really the hotel should have told me, that, you know, water is for showers and stuff is not rationed exactly, but it automatically cuts off after a short amount of time. They don't want to waste any. That makes sense, right? And then I looked down and I realized that I'd knocked the lever with my butt and turned the water off. So you see how quickly I'd seen something and I told myself a story that fit the facts. And that was what I believed. Okay. And, you know, I've been exploring today a city where there are all kinds of stories, and there are stories that are getting people, you know, have got thousands and thousands and perhaps, you know, hundreds of thousands of people killed over the past 4,000 years. And, you know, 4,000 years ago, more or less, there was a settlement here on this place called Jerusalem. And, you know, part of what I've done today is I've been exploring David's city. This is King David. You know, he conquered the people who were here. And one of the ways that it says in the Bible that he did this was to climb up a water shaft. Well, I saw this supposed water shaft today, and it's called, I kid you not, Warren's Shaft, because it was discovered, in quotes, by a British archaeologist in the 1850s, I think, Charles Warren, so that made me smile. So, but you know, that then became to everyone's mind the water shaft that King David sent his troops up to take the city, right? And likewise, we've been in a room today which people say is where the Last Supper happened. We've walked the Stations of the Cross, and of course, if you were brought up like I was, you might know that, you know, Jesus carried the cross through the city and he fell from time to time. And the Romans ordered someone to help him at one point. And all this stuff is mapped out through the city. But it was mapped out 300 years after Christ died. So, you know, what we're talking about is stories, is maybe some of it's the narrative fallacy, you know? And I think it's really important for us as, business people, really, to understand not just the power of stories to bluntly sell our stuff, but also to understand the power of stories to confuse us. You know, we as a species, we're ready to believe stories. We look for patterns. We look for logic. And when we find something, we focus down on it, even though that might not be the thing. So, you know, you're telling yourself a story about why this thing is working, or that thing is working, or this person's no good, or whatever it is. But of course, you don't know. You don't know. And it's so easy to get trapped into something that sounds simple, has a narrative, has cause and effect, and therefore becomes the truth. And I've certainly fallen foul of that myself in the past. Like I've said to you, I think, on this podcast before, there's a tendency, particularly if you're dealing with lots of other people who disagree with you, to just say, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, they're stupid. And in the real world, people aren't stupid, not really. It just means that we're too lazy to figure out what the motivation is, or what the force is that they are They are working under it. Anyway, that's a narrative fallacy. That's me today. Tomorrow I've got my final day in Jerusalem, and then we're taking the double-decker train. I love double-decker trains. Double-decker train back to Tel Aviv, and we're getting a flight tomorrow evening. So hopefully there'll be a podcast tomorrow, but we'll see. In the meantime, have a great evening. Thanks for listening. This is Nick. This is episode 82 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. Because your stories mean business.